How you doing, guys?
How do you not get overwhelmed with all the information that comes your way during this weekend?
Just really focus on, you know, what I gotta do. You know, understanding that it's a job now and what I've gotta do. I mean, it's the same way I approached that Florida State and the same way I approached that Saddleback. You know, understanding what I have to do, you know, and taking my role real serious allows me to, you know, block out a lot of, you know, the other things that are around and just focus on what's the task at hand.
Do you think it helps you that you've gone through this kind of quick progression before a couple times?
I almost call it like a crash course. It was kind of like more of a crash course what I went through before. You know, obviously I'm not in the pros now, so, you know, I want to be here to stay. So, you know, a lot of the times I was learning on the fly, you know, but now I can really sit down and, you know, get into the finer details, understand what, everything that's going on around me, not just what I've got to do.
Is it almost a relief then that once practice is over, you don't have to go to class?
Football. Yeah, you know, get back in there, meeting. I mean, just like the practice we had just now, you know, we're going to go back in, watch it, you know, go over, make our assessments, you know, what we did wrong, what we did right. Then, you know, obviously install, you know, a little bit, get ready for tomorrow too. It definitely helps that there's no class. But, I'm enjoying it. You know, this is where I've always wanted to be. You know, so there's no complaints on my end.
Lawrence Okoye said you guys had a flight over here. Is that
kind of
cool? You got another
British. Yeah, it was by surprise, actually. You know, we were just at the airport and I saw him and he was sat at the gate and we just, you know, we sat and talked and, you know, obviously, you know, I ain't got that much experience, but he's got less than me. So, you know, I'll just, you know, give him a little bit about football and my experience and, I mean, what he should expect. But, you know, he's more than ready. You know, I can tell by talking to him, you know, he's ready to just attack it. So I'm going to be watching him close.
So that's the first time you guys ever met?
Yeah, first time we ever met. Yeah. It was cool, man. He's a cool guy. You know, hopefully get some off time. You know, we're going to meet up and, you know, go out to eat or something like that and just talk some more.
During the draft, did you listen to the experts' opinions? Like, the book on you kind of is you've got the physical skills and may not know what you're doing all the time.
I paid attention to what coaches were telling me in the draft process. Obviously, what my coach, Coach Trickett, was telling me. From a physical standpoint, I was able to do it. But, you know, obviously the worries were, will I be able to pick up the game quick? You know, especially the NFL playbook, you know, how deep it is and stuff like that. But, you know, it's all a commitment, you know, and as long as I was ready to make that commitment, you know, that it was always, you know, an option and a positive thing for me to move forward to.
Is your goal to start from day one? Is that,
I come in and do my job. I'm not worried about rotations. I'm not worried about where I stand in the depth chart. The main thing is coming and do my job. And, you know, if I come in and do that and focus on that alone, it should be, who knows what the outcome will be.
What are your first impressions of Coach Sperano?
Perfectionist. You know, very similar to Coach Trickett. You know, really detail-orientated. You know, and we got to get after it on the practice field. You know, things I'm all, you know, accustomed to from being with Coach Trickett. But, you know, he's all about, you know, treating everyone, you know, like professionals and knowing that we all have a job to do. You know, and if we do our job, and if we don't do our job, someone's going to get hurt, you know. So it's very important and he stresses that all the time.
Boxing training translates out here?
I mean, everything I've done, you know, playing soccer, playing basketball, you know, it all kind of translates, you know, especially on the offensive line. You know, when you're on the front line, it's pretty much, you know, hand-to-hand combat. So, you know, you got to be able to know when to throw your hands, you know, not reach, you know, give up the near shoulder and things like that. So, it definitely helped.
Some Lennox Lewis there on the line then?
Who's that?
Lennox Lewis.
Dude, what about him?
Is it you somebody you looked up to growing
up? No. You know what? I seen a couple of his fights. I did like Lennox. You know, I liked Tyson. Tyson was my guy.
I guess.
Who, me? Yeah. I never got into I never fought. I just did some training and stuff like that. Yeah.